Hello, I'm Martin Eccles. Welcome to Walking Contentian Island. Where I am, we had three national lockdowns. Restrictions on movement as a way of slowing the spread of COVID-19. Each came with the instruction to stay at home, except for essential activities and one period of daily exercise. Each day of the first lockdown, I walk out, away from my home, in any and all directions, and then I return. I trace my walking with sound, with poetry, and with lines on a map. My traces on the map slowly coalesce. An edge begins to emerge. Elements of a circle, but nowhere near a ring. There are irregularities, deep indentations, prominent headlands, bays and spits, beaches. I come to see this as a shoreline. A shoreline, an edge, a boundary, a border. Shaped by place, houses, streets, rail lines, bridges. Formed only by my traces on a map. There is nothing coherent within the landscape to tie this whole together. Yet it is a border, a boundary, defined by how far I can walk in the time allowed for my daily exercise. A contest between my physical abilities and virus-generated restrictions of movement. Restrictions that limit the spread of contagion. To cross this border would be illicit, transgressive, irresponsible. This is an invisible border, imposed by an invisible virus, policed by social conscience. Border, a boundary, an edge, a shoreline. A shoreline of an island. The idea of island, conjunction of earth and water, land and sea, stasis and flux. Isolated, remote, solitude, prison. Alcatraz, Robben Island, prison rock bastions surrounded by treacherous waters. The Andaman Islands, a tropical island prison, a different balance of land and sea, stasis and flux. A low-lying archipelago land with the threat of inundation, of land overwhelmed by the sea. Islands of shipwrecked sailors, unintentional prisons, imagined and real. Defoe's creation, Robinson Crusoe, is stranded on one of the best known English literary islands. The story is based on real life events that befell a Scottish sailor. Island prisons constrain, threaten, intimidate their inhabitants. But islands can also be seen as places of idyll, the island paradise. The vision of Tahiti to which Gauguin sailed, or a vision of England in Shakespeare's Richard II. This sceptred isle, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this little world, this precious stone set in the silver sea. On such islands, life is more gentle, easy, safe. My island, with borders and constraints, echoes the rock bastion island prisons. It too is under threat of inundation, of being overwhelmed by contagion rather than by the sea. It is also a sanctuary, a safe haven centered on my home, to which I return each day. This island is the place where I can control my movements, my comings and goings, where I can retreat to my home, my stockade, my cave. So my imagined island comes to be. I name it Contention, containment in Esperanto, an international language for an international disease. Lockdown 2 is announced as being for 28 days. So, having created Contentian Island, I now walk its edge, trace the shoreline of the island, marking off the passing of the days of lockdown. Twenty-eight equal angles drawn from my island's center. Each cuts the rim. 28 stretches of coastline, each a different length. I walk to and along one each day, clockwise, in a sequence determined by chance, retracing my island across time. Lockdown 3. I populate the island with sound. I walk to chance-determined locations and record sounds for chance-determined durations. A new virus resulted in national restrictions of movement. An infinitesimal scrap of nucleic acids wrapped in a protein coat exerts an extraordinary control over my world. My walking offers an alternate to passive powerlessness. Forty-two days from late March 2020. 28 days from early November 2020. 83 days from early January 2021. 153 days of lockdown. 153 days of walking. Walking. Walk. Walking maps a fantastical island. Walk in your imagination. The isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs. Sounds drift, sounds carry, sounds flow. Rivers of sound flow. One river runs across the southern grasslands to tumble into South Haven, Contentian's distant thunder. Another joins, in from the north, spating, roaring, seething along. Walk, walking. The Vale runs from South to North Haven. At North Havenmouth is Church Point, remote and peaceful. On the Northwest Peninsula, Convent Shield, quiet, a refuge. Walk, walking. Walk a conjured coastline. By Oswald's Bay, too exposed to offer safe mooring. By rocky bays between St. Nicholas Point and the Cowhead Cliffs. Walk back along the long dunes of the south. Return, reverse, retrace. Walk, walking, walk, pace, step, stride. Another day, walking Contention Island.